sideline. Chris Gibbons makes a nice catch. Gibbons was wide open. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Chris Gibbons. Wow. A bolt of lightning on a 75-yard catch and run by the former Wake Forest star.
I think I'm having a great camp. There's definitely things that I can work on. I try to focus on those things each day, but compared to the past few years, I'm way more consistent, I'm way more reliable, and I feel like I'm a guy that the offense can depend on.
Hey, I'm gonna meet you in the back of the end zone, baby.
This is my contract year, and all eyes are on me just to see what I can do, and I just want to go out and show this coaching staff that I can play every position in the wide receiver room and be productive at each position. 2 years ago, not last year, but 2 years ago, I doubted myself just because I didn't think I could run some of the routes or do some of the things that the offense was asking. It was just so many other things that I couldn't control I let get into my head, which kind of made it seem like I might not have had the same amount of confidence, but I felt like I'm on my way to improving to the player that I want to be. I'm pretty close, and if I keep doing those things, I'm just going to continue to make explosive plays. The very first text message I sent Nick Foles was, "Nick, I'm already open." You know, that was just my mindset about everything. It's just when I step on the field, no disrespect to all the other receivers, but I want the quarterback to know, like, all right, if anything goes wrong, I'm looking 19's way. And that's just my approach with everything. I just feel like there's nobody that can guard me out there. As long as I do the things that I'm coached to do and rely on my speed and my faith, I'm going to be a pretty dynamic receiver. I have a best friend who we spent a lot of time together. We went to high school together for a year, Kevin Smith. And we went to college together, and we were roommates, and he passed away this past December in a car accident. So it was just heavy on me trying to figure out a way where I can honor him. And I was thinking about the number change, but we had a receiver with that number, and once he got cut, I couldn't get a bigger sign that it was the time to go ahead and do it. I was always smiling, one of those guys that everybody loved to be around. If I could have the person that he was to everybody else, I feel like I'd have a pretty good life. I just want to be a complete receiver. I want to be a receiver that I'm going to be a receiver that you can put at any spot on the field and catch all the balls, run all the routes, and a guy that when we need a big play, my number is the first number that comes into the coach's head. I'm just going to be a guy that we can depend on and off the field, and I really just look forward to showing that I can play every position in the receiver room and being versatile and multiple and whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to do it. I know I can make big plays in this league. I know I can be a top playmaker in this league, and I'm just looking to show that.